正道的主题是荣耀神的追求圣洁。
Today we have Brother Jimmy to preach the sermon, and the sermon topic is the pursuit of holiness that can glorify God.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们一起先低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你的恩典，我们有机会来到听到你的话语。
Thanks to your grace, we have the opportunity to hear your word.
但天父，我们都在属灵上面是心蒙有知。
But Heavenly Father, we are all, spiritually speaking, our hearts are callous and unfeeling.
我们很需要你额外的恩典来帮助我们去明白。
We need extra grace from you to help us understand.
并且成为我们生命的力量去跟从你所吩咐我们要行出来。
And also, it will become the strength of our life to follow your commands, to put it into practice.
所以我们在这一刻求你。
Therefore, at this moment, we ask of you.
在以下的时间，求圣灵引导孩子和翻译的姊妹。
During the following time, help the speaker and the sister doing interpretation.
让我们可以讲得清楚明白。
So that we can speak clearly.
又求你叫圣灵使用我哋所讲嘅说话。
And may the Holy Spirit help us to speak what you want us to say.
无论系主内嘅弟兄姊妹或者系微信嘅朋友。
Whether the brothers and sisters in Christ or people who are not yet believers.
佢哋嘅灵魂都被苏醒。
May their souls be awakened.
佢哋嘅属灵心眼可以被打开。
And their spiritual eyes be opened.
让你睇到凭着信去依靠主耶稣基督系人唯一嘅出路。
Help them to see that, through faith and by relying on the Lord Jesus, is this the only way out?
懂得为到自己嘅信向你去祈求。
And help them to understand that they should, ask in faith.
你就应允佢哋嘅祷告。
And answer them.
愿今日嘅信息嘅分享能够荣耀你。
May the message that it is going to be shared today may it glorify you.
我哋嘅祷告系奉我哋嘅救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当人听到圣经嘅教导嘅时候，我曾经听过有两种嘅回应。
As to the people responding to the teachings of the Bible, I have noticed that there are two types of responses.
第一种是他对于人教导其他人要有圣洁很反感。
The first type is he feels offended when someone teaches him to be holy.
因为他认为某个人可以做到圣洁不犯罪。
Because he thinks that no one can be holy and never sins.
连讲的人自己都不够圣洁，他凭什么去教人圣洁？
If the person himself who says this is not holy enough, then how is he qualified to teach others to be holy?
第二种是他认为基督信仰的要求很高。
The second type is he thinks that the requirements of the Christian faith are very high.
他做不到，所以他不做基督徒。
He can't achieve them, so he cannot be a Christian.
神对属他的人的要求是不是人不可能达到？
The requirements of God to his people, are they unachievable?
不完全的人怎么去宣讲圣洁的生活？
Imperfect people, how can they proclaim a life of holiness?
作为属神的人，我们应该怎样去跟从神的话和向人去作见证？
Being people of God, how can we follow God's word and bear testimony for him?
使徒保罗在罗马书的第一章一开始告诉我们，他对每一个人都有一份的负担。
In the first chapter of the book of Romans, the apostle Paul tells us that He has this burden on his heart for everyone.
他要全世界人都知道，我们每一个人都需要神儿子的福音。
He wants everyone in the world to know that each one of us needs the gospel of the Son of God.
就好像一个人在市区里面向每一个方向的人打锣打鼓一样。
It is just like a person standing in a market square and sounding the gong and beating the drum for people from all directions to hear.
要盡力地去吸引每一個人都要留意自己所講嘅說話。
He tries to draw people's attention to take note of what he is going to say.
因為保羅知道，亦都成日掛喺佢心上嘅。
Paul knows this, and it is constantly on his heart.
係冇一個人可以靠住自己能夠喺神面前站立得住。
That is, no one can stand before God by his own strength.
同時，神對屬神嘅人嘅拯救係從前、現在同埋將來嘅拯救。
And also, the salvation from God to man is for the past, present, and future.
如果人冇基督作佢嘅救主
，If a person does not have Christ as his savior，
喺神要審判人嘅日子，人嘅結局就只有痛苦、絕望同埋滅亡。
On the day of judgment from God, the only destiny of man is hopelessness. Is pain, hopelessness, and destruction.
对于那些不认识神、没有神说话的人
，For those people who do not know God and do not have the Word of God，
他们的心里想的都是以自己为中心。
What they think in their heart is only self-centered.
罗马书的第一章，保罗告诉我们知。
In chapter 1 of Romans, Paul tells us，
当我们去坚持要顺着自己心里面一切的欲望去行事的时候。
When we insist on doing everything according to the desires of our heart，
不用等到他们死后要面对神的审判。
They don't have to wait for God's judgment after their death。
就算在今生的当中。
But even in their present life on earth，
已经受到神叫他们因为放纵自己而得到的刑罚。
They already received the due punishment for being self-indulgent。
即使人承认这个世界是有是非黑白，人的心里面是有良知。
Even if a man admits that in this world there is right and wrong, and there is conscience in his heart，
他们赞成人做事要对得起自己的良心。
They agree that when they have to do things according to their conscience，
但不等于他们就没有做过错事，完全跟着自己的良知去做人。
But it doesn't mean that they have never done anything wrong and they conduct themselves in a way in line with their conscience.
他们会认同一些道德的标准。
They would approve of some moral standards.
但不等于他们没有做过任何不道德的事。
But it doesn't mean that they have never done anything immoral.
圣经说知道是不足够的，要行出来才有用。
The Bible tells us that merely knowing something is not sufficient. We have to put it into practice.
神是会照各人所做的去报应各人。
God repays everyone for what he has done.
所以即使他们有良知会批评恶事。
Therefore, even though they have conscience and they criticize evil deeds,
但如果他们没有行出来的话，
if they do not put it into practice,
他们仍然会跟那些完全放纵自己的人一样，要面对神的审判。
They are like the people who are totally self-indulgent. They have to face the judgment of God.
咁可能你会咁谂。
Perhaps you will think，
他们咁样是因为他们不认识神，没有神的话。
They behave like that. It is because they do not know God and they do not have the Word of God.
但神的选民以色列人或者犹太人又怎样？
But what about the God's chosen people, the Israelites or the Jews?
保罗自己本身是犹太人。
Paul himself is a Jew.
属于以色列当中的便雅悯支派。
He belongs to the tribe of Benjamin of Israel.
讲到认识神、熟悉神的律法，他是法利赛人。
As to the knowledge of God and being conversant with the law of God, he is a Pharisee.
但保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
即使人认识神，有神的话，
Even for a man to know God and has the word of God,
但不等于人就能够在神面前站立得住。
It doesn't mean he can stand before God.
那被称为神选民的出了什么问题？
Then what is the problem with the people who are called God's chosen people?
保罗话有两件事情，犹大人认为自己比其他人更加嘅优越。
Paul says there are two things that the Jews consider themselves superior to others.
第一，佢哋系神嘅选民，一个同神有特别关系嘅民族。
Firstly, they are the God's chosen people, a race who has a special relationship to God.
第二系佢哋拥有神嘅律法。
Secondly, they have the law of God.
因为有神嘅律法。
Because they have the law of God.
佢哋相信自己能够知道神嘅心意。
They believe that they themselves know God's will.
相信只有他们才知道什么事情是有价值的。
They believe that only themselves know what things are valuable.
也都知道怎样去为人生作出最好的选择。
And so, therefore, they will know what choices to make for their lives.
由于当时只有犹太人才有神的律法。
Because at that time, only the Jews had the law of God.
所以他们都相信外邦人在属灵上是无知的、瞎眼。
Therefore, they believed in relation to spiritual things, Gentiles are all ignorant and blind.
只有他们才有资格在属灵上去教导人。
Only they themselves have the qualifications to teach others spiritually.
怎样去亲近神，怎样去做人。
How to draw near to God, how to conduct themselves.
猶太人有這些想法是否完全錯呢？
Is it totally wrong for the Jews to have these views?
以色列人不是神的選民嗎？
Aren't Israelites the chosen people of God?
擁有神的話可以叫人知道怎樣在人生中作選擇，不是對的嗎？
Isn't it right that having the words of God can enable one to know how to make choices in life?
認識了神的話去教導未認識的人不是應該的嗎？
Isn't it something that we should do that after knowing God's word we teach others who do not yet know God's word?
保羅並不是去否定猶太人和神之間有特別的關係。
Paul is not denying there is a special relationship between Jews and God.
又或者去否定他们对神的话有特别的认识。
Nor is he denying that they have a special understanding of God's word.
保罗更加的不是去否定懂得神吩咐的人应该去引导人去过跟从神的人生。
Paul is not in the least denying that those who know God's commands can lead others to follow God.
那究竟保罗看到犹太人出了什么问题？
Then what is the problem that Paul can see in Jews?
当保罗提到犹太人对自己有几方面好自豪的想法的时候，
When Paul sees that the Jews have feel themselves being proud of themselves in the following areas,
保罗就话：既然你话自己系咁了不起
，Paul says, if you are claiming to be so superior.
通常一句说话讲完，既然
，usually in a statement after the word if，
跟住就系一啲理所当然嘅行动。
It is followed by some reasonable corresponding actions。
例如，既然觉得口渴，就应该去饮水啊。
For example, if you feel thirsty, you should drink。
既然觉得冻，就应该去着衫啦。
If you feel cold, you should put on some warm clothes.
所以当保罗说，既然你说自己是神的选民。
Therefore, when Paul says, if you claim to be the chosen people of God,
如果你真是高举神的律法，
if you truly exalt the law of God,
如果你真是知道神的心意，
if you really know the will of God,
既然你从神的话当中知道什么是最有价值，
If you know what is the most valuable according to the word of God,
如果你相信你自己是可以去教导人怎样去做人，
If you believe yourselves to be able to teach others how to conduct themselves,
那跟着理所当然的就是你自己应该好懂得怎样去跟从神的心意去行。
Then the reasonable corresponding result is you know very well how to follow the will of God.
好懂得怎样去过遵守神吩咐的生活。
You know very well how to live a life that obeys God's commands.
但人犹太人的问题是他们没有照到理所当然的期望去做。
But the problems of Jews is that they are not acting according to the reasonable expectations.
所以保罗在罗马书的第二章二十一节上半节咁话。
Therefore, in Paul, Romans chapter 2 verse 21a,
你既是教导别人，还不教导自己么？
Paul says, "You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself?"
保罗其实是说，既然你说自己认识神那么多，可以去教人。
Paul is saying, since you know so much about God and you can teach others,
你就好应该懂得去教自己先是啊。
You should know how to teach yourselves.
但你冇咁做喎。
But you are not doing that.
點解你識得去教人，唔識得去教自己？
Why is it that you know how to teach others, but you don't know how to teach yourself?
當我讀到呢段聖經嘅時候，我唔能夠唔停低落嚟去諗一諗。
When I read this passage, I couldn't help but pause and think.
我哋都話自己係屬主嘅人。同神有特別的關係。
We all claim to be people belonging to God and have a relationship to God.
我哋都話自己高舉聖經，相信我哋會比別人更加跟從神嘅話。
We claim that we exalt the Bible and we can follow God's word more closely than others.
我哋話自己認識神嘅話，相信自己可以作呢個世代嘅金燈台。
We claim to know God's word and become the golden lampstand of the world.
我哋话自己明白神嘅旨意，可以教人点样喺人生中作选择。
We claim to know the will of God and teach others how to make choices in life.
特别系我哋喺讲台作服侍。
Particularly we who are serving on the pulpit.
我哋喺团契小组做教导。
We who have the teaching role in fellowships and cell groups.
我哋做家長或者做主日學老師。
We who are parents or Sunday school teachers.
我哋會經常嘅去教導聖經嘅重要，要人去跟從。
We always point out the importance of the Bible and ask others to follow.
但我哋有冇好好嘅去教導自己
？But have we been properly teaching ourselves?
猶太人有咁好嘅條件。點解仍然會跌倒
？The Jews have such good qualifications, but why do they still stumble？
猶太人所犯嘅有啲乜嘢，我哋可以引以為鑑
？From the mistakes of the Jews, what are the things that we should learn？
神嘅律法係神賜俾以色列人一份極之寶貴嘅禮物。
The law of God is a very precious gift from God to Israelites。
主曾經教導過，若果我哋擁有光。我哋就應該將呢份光照喺人嘅前邊。
God, the Lord has taught us if we have the light, let our light shine before men.
所以教導人認識神嘅話一啲都冇錯。
Therefore, it is absolutely right for us to teach others about the God's word.
保羅指出猶太人嘅問題係佢哋以認識神嘅話而自豪。
The problem pointed out by Paul is that they are being proud of themselves knowing God's word.
但卻佢哋冇遵守到佢哋自己常係掛喺口邊。
But they fail to obey what they often talk about.
保羅提出咗三個例子。
Paul gives three examples.
喺羅馬書嘅第二章廿一節下半節到廿二節咁話。
From Romans chapter 2 verse 21b to verse 22.
你講說人不可偷竊，自己還偷竊麼？你說人不可奸淫，自己還奸淫麼？你厭惡偶像，自己還偷竊廟中之物麼
？You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
呢度指出嘅係偷竊、奸淫。同埋搶奪咗偶像廟中嘅貴重物品。
He is pointing out stealing, committing adultery, and robbing the valuable items in temples of idols.
猶太人知唔知呢啲係惡行
？Do the Jews know that these are evil deeds？
當然知。
Of course they do.
但佢哋雖然知道，但仍然會犯上。
Although they know, they commit these sins.
就好似喺醫院工作嘅醫護人員。
Just like the nursing staff in hospital.
佢哋都知道吸煙對身體唔好。
They all know that smoking is bad for health.
但係會經常去教人唔好吸煙。
They often teach others not to smoke.
但係當中仍然有人去吸煙。
But among them, there are smokers.
雖然唔係每個人猶太人都犯呢啲嘅罪行。
Although not every Jew commit these sins.
但若果我哋翻開舊約聖經，特別係關於以色列人嘅歷史嘅記載。
But if we open the Old Testament, particularly the historical records of the Israelites,
我哋唔難發現以色列當中的確有人犯上呢啲嘅罪行。
It is not hard for us to realize that among the Israelites, some of them committed these crimes.
所以猶太人唔能夠唔承認，即使佢哋係神嘅選民。
Therefore, the Jews cannot deny that, even though they are the chosen people of God.
即使他們擁有神的律法，
Even though they have the law of God,
但在他們當中仍然會有人犯上這些罪行。
Among them, some of them commit these sins.
這個罪行可以有三個層面去看。
We can look at these sins from three levels.
首先最表面的就是在實質的行動上人犯了這些罪。
Firstly, at the most superficial level,we can see the actual deeds of committing these sins.
再睇深一層。
And if we look at a deeper level,
但就係人雖然冇實際行出嚟，但喺心裏邊已經犯咗呢啲嘅罪。
Although some people have not actually committed these deeds, but in their hearts they commit these sins.
例如主耶穌基督喺登山寶訓嘅曾經教導過我哋。
For example, in the teaching of Sermon of the Mount, the Lord Jesus taught us.
心裡面向弟兄動怒的同殺人一樣。
Anyone who is angry with his brother is the same as killing.
凡看見婦女就動淫念的，這個人心裡面已經同他犯了奸淫。
Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
聖經話：如果人喺心裏邊有惡念，喺神嘅標準之下，就已經係犯咗呢啲罪行。
The Bible tells us that if we have evil thought, then under the standard of God, we have already committed these sins.
如果我哋真係認識神嘅話，我哋就應該知道自己係唔完全。
If we truly know God's word, we realize that we are not perfect.
即使冇行出嚟，但系心里边其实都有犯上呢啲嘅罪行。
Even though we have not acted them out, but in our hearts we have committed these evil deeds.
而再深一个层面就系指人喺属灵上边。
At an even deeper level, it refers to the spiritual sense.
保罗第一样提到系偷窃。
The first thing that Paul mentions is stealing.
保罗在罗马书的第三章第二十节告诉我们，律法本身是叫人知罪。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 20b, Paul tells us, through the law we become conscious of sin.
由旧约的由摩西的一个开始。
In the Old Testament, from the time of Moses,
神一方面吩咐以色列人有什么律法是要遵守。
On the one hand, Godcommanded the Israelites what are the laws to obey.
神另一方面就为人定下这个条例，人要怎样去认罪来得到赦免。
On the other hand, God sets the rules and decrees how for men to confess and to get forgiveness.
所以神律法的最终目标是叫人凭着信靠神的话来到神的面前。
Therefore, the ultimate objective of God's law is for people to come before God by trusting in His word.
知道神的标准是高过人的标准。
For them to know that God's standards are higher than human standards.
但相信神的赦免和接纳。
And to believe in God's forgiveness and acceptance.
相信神会喜悦和帮助我们去遵守祂的话。
And believe that God is pleased and will help us to obey His word.
人教导神的话是应该为了引导人来到神的面前。
When a man teaches others about God's word, the purpose should be to lead people to come before God.
但是当人利用神的律法来到抬高自己。
But when man makes use of God's laws to elevate themselves,
为了自己得到被尊重、被称赞。
In order to receive honor and praise,
又或者令到自己觉得其他人都要听自己的教导。
Or to make himself feel that others should listen to his teaching.
人表面上是在教导神的话。
On the surface, he is teaching God's word.
但实际上人是偷窃神的荣耀。
But in reality, he is robbing the honor and glory of God.
保罗第二样提到的是奸淫。
The second thing that Paul mentions about is adultery.
圣经告诉我们，人是被神所造，也是为神而造。
The Bible tells us that men are made by God and made for God.
所以人的心和人的信靠是应该只是属于神。
Therefore, man's heart and his trust should only belong to God.
如果人将自己的心或者将自己的信靠放在神以外的人与事身上，
If people set his heart or the trust aside from God,
人就犯上了属灵上的奸淫。
He is committing the sin of spiritual adultery.
第三样，保罗提到的是夺取了偶像庙中的物件。
The third thing that Paul mentions is to rob the items in the temples of idols.
即是指神的选民拿了一些属于偶像的贵重事物据为己有。
It means that people take some precious items belonging to idols and keep them as their own.
例如这个世界认为什么是有效率，怎样是成功。
For example, what this world consider to be efficient or successful.
神的选民都将这些准则成为他的准则。
If the chosen people of God takes these principles as their principles,
这个世界认为什么是宝贵的？
What this world considers worthwhile,
神的选民都尽办法去拥有。
And God's people try their best to possess them.
当神的选民在他们的生命中有这些表现的时候，
When God's people have these manifestations in their lives,
世人在他们身上会看到什么？
What does the world see on them?
世人会看到的就是他们是假冒为善。
The world can only see that they are being hypocritical.
只是得把口讲，但做出来跟世人没有分别。
They merely talk the talk, but their walk is no different from the rest of the world.
这个世界看为宝贵的，对于你来说一样是宝贵。
What the world perceives as valuable to them is also valuable.
这个世界做事的方法，他们都是这样做。
The way this world do things is also the world is the way they do things.
这个世界所依赖的，他们实际上一样去依赖。
What this world relies on, are the things they rely on also.
所以世人在他们身上根本看不出他们所侍奉的神有什么了不起。
Therefore, people of the world cannot see what is so superior about the God that they are serving.
在世人的眼中，神的律法只不过是一个宗教的教条，没什么权威可言。
In the eyes of the people of the world, the law of God is merely a religious doctrine. There is no authority at all.
所以保罗在罗马书的第二章23-24节这样
说。Therefore, in Romans chapter 2, verses 23-24, Paul says,
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷辱神么？神的名在外邦人中因你们受亵渎，正如经上所记的。什么是恶行？
What are evil deeds?
很多人会想，人看为恶行的就是一些伤害了人的事情或者行动。
Many people think that evil deeds are those actions that hurt or harm others.
但是保罗对什么是罪恶给我们一个定义。
But what is sin? Paul gives us a definition.
就是凡事令到神失去当得荣耀的时候，这个事情就是恶事。
That is when anything that makes God makes the honor be robbed from God, this is evil deed.
因为世人在保罗在罗马书的第三章二十三节咁话。
Because in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, Paul says.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
保罗指出的人犯罪最大的恶点就是亏欠了神的荣耀。
Paul points out that the greatest evil of sin is to fall short of the glory of God.
以赛亚书第43章第7节咁话。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7。
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造成的，所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made。
神清楚地讲明，属于神的人是为了神的荣耀而存在。
God clearly tells us that people who belong to God, they are made, that their existence of, is made for the glory of God.
所以神的选民要去彰显神一切的美善。
Therefore, chosen people of God should manifest all the goodness of God.
例如神话语的宝贵，神的信实。
For example, the preciousness of the word of God, the faithfulness of God.
神的大能，神的智慧，神的恩慈良善等等。
The mighty power, the wisdom, the mercy and kindness of God, etc.
但保罗说，神选民的表现却叫人轻看神和神的话。
But Paul is saying the outward manifestations of God's people make people despise God and his word.
但其实有很多的神的选民都是热心跟从神的话。
But a lot of God's chosen people are zealous in following the word of God.
保罗也曾经讲过，他可以证明以色列人当中有向神热心的。
Paul has also said that he can testify that among the Israelites there are people who are zealous for God.
但单凭热心是不足够。
But zeal alone is not sufficient.
人有热心，肯努力，不怕辛苦，当然是好，不是一件坏事。
It is of course good if a person is zealous, if he is willing to do his best and not afraid of hard work.
但若果人睇自己能唔能够守神嘅话，
But if a person evaluates whether he can stand firm on the word of God,
就系睇自己有几热心。几有爱心，甚至系几有忠心。
By looking at how zealous he is, how much love he has, or even how faithful he is.
咁样嘅话，人系将事情嘅焦点放咗喺自己嘅身上，唔系喺神嘅身上。
In that case, he puts the focus on himself, not on God.
就好似一个人能唔能够做得到，就完全去睇自己系咩一个点样嘅人。
It is like whether a person can do it is entirely by judging what sort of person he is.
人就在这个事情上面叫人轻看了神。
Then in this matter, he causes people to dishonor God.
没有见证到人能够跟从神的话，最关键的因素其实是在于神。
He has not testified that the key factor for man to follow God's word is about God.
人就在这个事情上面亏欠了神的荣耀。
Then in this matter, he has fallen short of God's glory.
犹太人就在这样的事情上面，在跟从神的话跌倒。
The Israelites stumble on the matter of following God's word.
在罗马书的第九章三十到三十二节，保罗告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 9, verses 30-32, Paul tells us,
这样我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义，就是因信而得的义。但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义，这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚的石头上。
What then shall we say that the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith? But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone.
聖經話猶太人嘅跌倒係因為佢哋只係著眼喺行為上。
The Bible tells us that why the Jews stumble is because their emphasis is on his works.
即係話佢睇自己喺遵守神嘅話語上邊有幾多。
That means they judge themselves according to how much they obey God's word.
可以守神律例上有幾足。
How fully they can keep the laws of God.
但即使他們多努力，他們仍然不能夠完全地達到神的標準，遵守全部的律法。
But no matter how hard they try, they cannot completely keep all the laws of God.
因為他們缺少了最重要的，就是信。
Because they lack something which is the most important, it is faith.
這段經文的信是指什麼？
What does faith refer to in this passage?
究竟在追求聖潔、遵從神的說話上面，重點在哪裡？
What is the most important factor in pursuing holiness and obeying the word of God?
保羅說外邦人可以因信而得到猶太人想得到的義。
Paul says the Gentiles can receive the righteousness that the Jews want because of faith.
主要是因為他們憑著信去求，不是憑著行為去求。
It's mainly because they ask for it through faith, it's not through works.
所以重點是靠著信去求。
Therefore, the most important factor is to ask for it through faith.
即是說人要追求過聖潔的生活，第一個重點就是要有信。
That means,For a person to pursue a life of godliness, the first important factor is faith.
所以若果我們要追求聖潔的生活來榮耀神，
Therefore, if we want to pursue a holy life to glorify God,
我們的焦點首先就應該是鍛鍊和堅固我們在我們的信上面。
Our focus should be on training and strengthening our faith.
羅馬書的第十章第四節咁話。
It is written in Romans chapter 10 verse 4.
律法的總結就是基督，使凡信他的都得著義。
Christ is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
聖經話律法係教人應該點去行。
The Bible tells that the law help us how to follow the path.
但要能夠行得出嚟，就要信靠基督。
But for us to follow the path and walk on it, we have to put our trust in Christ.
在醫院裏面有很多的病人做完手術之後，外科的醫生都會吩咐這個病人要起身去行路。
In the hospital, many patients after their operations, their surgeons give instructions for them to go out of bed and start walking.
但很多的病人都不知道怎麼開始。
Many patients don't know where to start.
他們沒有信心可以起來。
They do not have the confidence that they can get out of bed.
他們覺得這裡沒力，那裡又痛，怎麼起身呢？
They feel that they do not have the strength and they are aching all over the body. How can they get up and out of the bed?
有些病人不相信護理人員的提示或者幫助，只是想靠自己。
Some patients do not trust in the instructions of the nursing staff. They want to rely on themselves.
不成功就抱怨被要求的是不可能的。
If they are not successful, they complain and say that the instructions are impossible.
於是就一直都睡在一張床上。
So they keep lying on the bed.
但幸好大部分的病人都願意去信靠護理人員的幫助和提示。
But thankfully, most of the patients are willing to trust the nursing staff and receive their help.
當他們靠著護理人員的幫助放膽去行的時候，
With the help of the nursing staff and when they start to walk bravely,
他們就會發現有專業的幫助，他們是可以做得到。
They realize that with professional help, they can do it.
同樣的。
Similarly.
我哋喺属灵上边，我哋都系有好多嘅病同埋痛。
Spiritually speaking, we have a lot of ailments and pains.
我哋如果唔靠基督嘅话，靠自己。
If we do not trust in Christ and trust in ourselves,
我哋冇可能做得到。
It is impossible for us to do it.
人只有信靠基督嘅帮助。
Only by relying on the help from Christ,
我哋先可以过跟从神话语嘅生活。
Can we live a life that follow the word of God?
今日我哋每一个属神嘅人。
Today, each one of us who belong to God,
都知道应该要遵行神嘅话，又要去引导人。去跟从神。
We know that we have to follow the word of God and to guide others to follow it.
从犹太人嘅跌倒上边，我哋必须要认识到。
From the stumble of the Jews, we have to realize this.
无论我哋有几努力有热心。
No matter how hard we try, how zealous we are.
我哋仍然会有犯罪同埋跌倒嘅时候。
There are times when we sin and stumble.
但我哋唔会因为自己嘅唔完全就降低咗神话语嘅要求。
But we won't lower the standard of God's word because of our imperfection.
又或者要避开唔讲自己未做到嘅命令。
And also we should not avoid talking about the God's commands that we cannot achieve yet.
相反，我哋更加要清楚嘅将神嘅吩咐讲明。
On the contrary, we should explain God's commands all the more clearly.
但当我们要去讲出神的律法、神的要求的时候，
But when we are about to proclaim the law and requirements of God,
我们的心里应该是只有破碎和谦卑。
We should have brokenness and humility in our hearts.
向人承认知道自己仍然有犯罪，未达到神的标准。
We admit to others that we are still sinning and we cannot reach the standard of God.
但同时心里边应该要有感恩。
But at the same time, we should have thanksgiving in our hearts.
因为相信主基督在十字架上边的救赎。
We believe in the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
主已经赦免了我们的过犯。
The Lord has forgiven our transgressions.
我们就在被赦免的地方再次起步去学习跟从。
From where we have been forgiven, we arise again to learn to follow.
我们就凭着这份的信。
Through this faith.
我们一方面继续去追求过遵行神的生活。
On the one hand, weContinue to pursue to follow the word of God to live our lives.
但另一方面，我哋继续去引导人去认识神嘅话。
On the other hand, we continue to guide others to know God's word.
如果我哋嘅心里冇呢份，如果我哋嘅心里边有呢份对神嘅谦卑同埋感恩。
If we have this humility and thanksgiving in our heart,
世人会睇到乜嘢咧？
What does the world see in us?
他们会看到我们不是假冒伪善。
They can see that we are not being hypocritical.
但他们看到我们可以面对自己的过犯，是因为我们相信主的救赎。
But they can see that we can face our own transgressions is because we believe in the redemption of the Lord.
人要能够过圣洁的生活，第二个重点是懂得去求。
The second important factor for peopleTo live a life of godliness is to know how to ask for.
神的律法的要求是神定的。
The requirements of God's law are set by God.
人是不可能去达到神的标准。
Man is never able to reach God's standards.
但圣经教我们怎样去凭信去求。
But the Bible teaches us how to ask through faith.
信是什么呢？
What is faith?
大家都好熟悉希伯来书里边所讲。
Everyone is familiar what is written in Hebrews.
希伯来书嘅第十一章第一节咁话。
It says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
信就是所望之事嘅实底，系未信之事嘅确据。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
聖經話信係相信一啲將來會發生嘅事情一定會出現。
The faith that talked about in the Bible is to believe in something that will happen in future, something that will actually realize.
所以我哋嘅信就係相信神喺將來會俾我哋嘅恩典一定會出現。
Therefore, our faith is that we believe the grace that is given by God will certainly happen.
呢個將來可能係下一秒鐘，亦都可能係下一個星期。
This future can be the next second or next week.
甚至可能係幾年。
Or even a few years.
例如今日下晝有提摩太團契。
For example, this afternoon there will be Timothy Fellowship.
帶領的弟兄可能會擔心又害怕。
The brothers doing the leading may be worried and a bit afraid.
但他們要相信。
But they have to believe.
神的恩典一定會在今天的下午的團契的時候給他們。
God's grace will certainly be given to them this afternoon when they have the fellowship.
又或者我們作父母的。
Or we who are parents.
我哋會為到兒女去擔心。
We are worried about our children.
特別係當佢哋偏行己路，冇遵行神嘅話嘅行。
Particularly when they turn to their own ways and do not follow the word of God.
可能喺好長嘅日子，我哋不斷嘅禱告，仍然睇唔到有改變。
Perhaps in a very lengthy period, we have been praying about it and we can't see any change.
但我哋必須要因著基督而去相信。
But we have to believe through because of Christ.
我最近的經歷是我嘅兒子嘅，我為兒子嘅祈求，要等到25年之後嘅今日先睇到。
My recent experience is that what I have been praying for my son, I can see it after 25 years.
但我哋知道我嘅經歷唔係今次嘅經歷唔係最長。
But I know that this experience is not the most lengthy one.
特別是要自己能夠過聖潔的生活，跟從神的話。
Particularly for myself to be able to live a life of holiness and follow God's word.
但無論長或者短。
No matter long or short.
我們是屬神的人，所以我們必須要相信。
We are people belonging to God, therefore we have to believe.
現在雖然未看到。
Although now we can't see it.
但神的恩典一定會照神的應許實現。
God's grace will certainly be fulfilled according to God's promise.
在追求要能够跟从神的话去过生活。
To pursue, to live a life that follows God's word.
我们必须要凭着信向神去求。
We have to ask through faith.
我们的祷告也是同时向神去表示。
Our prayer should also show to God that.
我们相信只有神的恩典，我们才可以做得到。
We can only do it through God's grace.
我们是以祷告这个行动来表达出我们对神的信，将荣耀归给神。
With the action of prayer, we express our faith in God and we ascribe glory to God.
希伯来书的第十一章十六节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。并且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
当我哋凭着信去依靠基督，我哋就会得到神嘅喜悦。
When we rely on Christ through faith, we can please God.
神亦都会照佢嘅应许，赏赐我哋需要嘅恩典俾我哋。
God will also reward us with the grace according to His promise.
以勒家的弟兄姊妹都知道自己是属神的人。
Brothers and sisters of Jara Fellowship know that they are people belonging to God.
我们都爱神的话，爱去跟从神的吩咐去过生活。
We all love God's word. We want to follow God's commands to live our lives.
我们爱神得荣耀，亦都能够爱人，能够来到神面前。
We love glory to be received by God, and we love people to come before God.
但神的命令应该是叫我们更加的谦卑，知道自己不足够。
But God's command should make us more humble and know our insufficiency.
神嘅吩咐应该叫我哋更加嘅去捉紧主，依靠主嘅救赎。
God's command should cause us more to hold fast to the Lord and rely on His redemption.
依靠主为我哋代求，相信神会帮助我哋，有足够嘅恩典赐俾我哋。
Rely on the supplication of the Lord and believe that God will give the grace to help us.
如果我哋唔系咁样嘅话，我哋就冇资格去教导人神嘅话。
If we are not like that, we are not qualified to teach others about God's word.
如果我哋对主有呢份嘅信靠
，If we have this trust in the Lord，
呢份信亦都会叫我哋有相应嘅行动。
This trust will cause us to have corresponding actions.
一个果实唔系一棵树。
A fruit is not a tree.
但系从呢个果实，我哋可以知道呢一棵系乜嘢嘅树。
But from the fruit, we can see what sort of tree it is.
如果我哋对主有呢份嘅信靠
，If we have this trust in the Lord，
我哋嘅心里应该会有盼望。
We should have hope in our heart.
我哋对人，甚至系我哋唔中意嘅人，我哋都应该有一份嘅爱。
For people, even though people we don't like, we should have the love.
我哋对神嘅话应该有一份嘅服从。
We should have obedience for God's word.
今日我喺呢个台上边所分享嘅
，What I have shared from the pulpit today，
唔系话我已经做得到。
I'm not saying I have achieved。
但呢个系神嘅要求，所以一定要讲。
But this is God's command, therefore I have to say it.
而我亦都要系靠住主嘅赦免，不断嘅去求。
And I have to rely on God's forgiveness and to continue to ask.
但愿我哋每一个都可以凭着信去依靠主。
I hope that every one of us can rely on the Lord through faith.
靠着神嘅信实同埋神嘅恩典去学习过圣洁嘅生活。
Relying on God's faithfulness and grace, we learn to live a life of holiness.
亦都能够帮助人去认识神嘅话。
And so that we can help others to know God's word.
而家让我哋一齐同唱今日嘅回应诗《成圣需用功夫》。
Now let us sing today's responding hymn, Take Time to Be Holy.
或者我哋一齐起立，一齐同唱。
Let's stand and sing the hymn.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
是你的恩慈怜悯，我们先可以站在今天的救恩之上。
It is because of your mercy and compassion we can stand on the grace of salvation.
你又赐给我你的话，你的话语。
You also give us your word.
你都教导我们怎样去在在世寄居去过生活。
To teach us how to live our life as pilgrims on earth.
天父，我们都愿意带着感恩的心来到跟从你的话。
Heavenly Father, we are willing to follow your word with a thanksgiving heart.
但是我们都是来到你面前，我们低头的谦卑的承认。
But when we come before you, we bow our heads to confess.
我们仍有很多个地方，仍有很多个时候没有跟从你的话去行。
In a lot of areas, and very often we have not followed your word.
求你因着耶稣基督在十字架上面的救恩，再次的赦免我们。
May you once again forgive us through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
又求你坚固我们对主的信靠。
Help us to strengthen our trust in the Lord.
凭着相信，你会赐下足够的恩典来帮助我们。
Through faith, you will give us sufficient grace to help us.
去努力学习跟从你的话。
To strive to learn to follow your word.
叫我们在学习过圣洁的生活上边，将荣耀归给你。
So that when we learn to live a life of holiness, we ascribe glory to you.
愿你照你的话，用你的大能大力帮助我们。
May you help us with your mighty power according to your word.
成就我们一切所羡慕的良善。
And help fulfill every good purpose of ours.
同埋成就我们一切因信心所做的功夫。
And every act prompted by our faith.
但愿这一切都能够荣耀你的名。
May all this glorify your name.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。
会众
请坐。
Please be seated.
Thank you.